Monday Morning with Matt and Kevin. What's in the news? Topics that come up around the dinner table will be given the truth treatment with no punches held and no falsehood left standing. These two will debate real-life issues from a Catholic perspective every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Thank you for the intro, Danielle. Now, let's get down to business. Sit back, relax, grab your cup of coffee, and enjoy the show. Here are your hosts, Matt and Kevin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome into Monday Mornings with Matt and Kevin here on the Catholic Family Podcast. Today is Monday, December 18th, 2023. And as you may have noticed, because he usually does these intros, my buddy Kevin is not with me today. He posted on social media a few days ago now, on Saturday, that he was sick with the you-know-what. So we pray for a quick and speedy recovery for him. That way he can be healthy with his family for the upcoming Christmas season. I feel like Advent goes faster and faster each year. It's always the first day of Advent, and before you know it, we are working on our final week. So I hope your Advent has been well, fruitful, and I hope that you have been really just growing in your spiritual life and growing in your faith. You know, one of the things for me that about this season, that living in New England, one of the things that I love about it is really typically the snowfall, which we have just not gotten this year. I remember being a kid, and a little bit after Thanksgiving, my parents would put us all in the car, and we would drive around the town to see all of the Christmas lights that were either decorated on people's houses or put up by the town. And I remember that there was always just a blanket of snow on the ground. And we, as of today, as of December 18th, we have not received any snowfall whatsoever this season. And I don't know, people talk about global warming, and you can have whatever kind of opinion on it you want, but it's just strange. I do remember there always being constant snow here in New England around this time of year. And if it wasn't snowing, just the ground had, I don't know, like a foot of snow on it. And now there's just none, and there has not been in some time. So that is one thing that I do enjoy the seasons. I love the snowfall around this time of year. I think there's nothing as white as snow. You know, it's just a very pure, gentle, quiet, soft covering of the earth. And I love it. I know people don't agree with me, but I don't know. I think it's a really beautiful sight to see. I was very edified when I was reading Story of a Soul a few years ago. And St. Therese really loves snow. I think she prayed for it on the day she made her vows. And it happened. And I read that and I was like, I'm so glad to hear that a saint loves snow as much as I do. I think she said that it reminded her of the Blessed Virgin because of how white it was, and just that pure, soft, quiet, gentle blanketing of the earth that it does. It's very calming, very peaceful. And for those of you who haven't experienced it, that is always strange to me too. I remember I wasn't, I think I was in 7th or 8th grade. So how old are you? 13, 14 years old at the time. And we had a new classmate who moved in from Florida. And I remember we were sitting in class and it started to snow, and we were kind of peeking out the window. You know, all our attention was fixated on what was happening outside and not in the classroom. And she was overly excited. And she had told us that never in her life at the age of 14 has she seen snow once with her actual eyes. You know, she never got to experience it or feel it or anything like that. And she was always like, I can't wait till it accumulates, until there's a few inches on the ground, because I've never felt snow. I can't wait to put my hand in it and grab a bit. So for those of you who don't know what snow feels like, that is still weird to me. But I'm sure I have listeners out there today who do not know what snow feels like. And I was talking to somebody else too. It's another thing that is just so strange about our country. Growing up for me, one of the things that was very popular that my family and I did together was we would make a quick drive, a few hours at most, to a very nice beach, you know, living along the East Coast. And I was talking to somebody earlier in the week who said that they've never seen the ocean. And, you know, so many of our states here are landlocked, and especially if you're in the Midwest region, to get to either the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean is quite a drive, or a flight, or a train ride, or however you would want to travel. So it's another thing that struck me is, I'm sure we have listeners who are currently listening to this program who maybe, I don't know, what's the closest thing to it? The Great Lakes in Michigan and in that area. But other than that, like, there are a lot of people who are probably listening who haven't seen the ocean. So if you are a never snow seener or never ocean seener, let me know. That is wild to me. And I don't believe that people like that actually exist, but I guess it's so. So drop it in the comments below. I'm curious. Curious your experience with that. So today is the feast of the expectation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And there are a few things that I'd like to read with you and share with you about that. But before we get into that, there is a little prayer that I came across from St. Catherine of Siena that I thought was very appropriate to share in this Advent season. And it spoke to me when I read it. So I'd like to share it with you and then have you reflect on it yourself. So again, this is from St. Catherine of Siena. And she writes, "God will provide the way and the means such as you could never have imagined. Leave it all to him. Let go of yourself. Lose yourself on the cross, and you will find yourself entirely." And as I've been going through this Advent, I've been meditating on that prayer. And how often do we have our own plans, our own ideas, our own thoughts, clinging to our own will that we can't quite figure out how or what or when we're supposed to get there or do what we need to do in order to grow closer to God or to grow in our faith or to do something or to get up or to make something happen or to move or whatever. And when St. Catherine of Siena says that God will provide the way and the means, just leave it all to him, let go of yourself, that's twofold. And I think some people forget that. They like the first part, God will provide the way and the means such as you could never have imagined, but they don't quite like that second part. Leave it to him and let go of yourself, lose yourself in the cross. That's the part that's harder for a lot of people. And I think a lot of people don't do that, myself included. And it taught me that we really truly have to let go of our own plans and what we might want, who we might want to talk to, or whatever our plans might be for a future job or career or relationship. We need to let go of what we want for ourselves and truly lose ourselves in the cross. The cross is the ultimate means of surrender, of sacrifice, of selflessness. And I hope that as we move through this Lent together, this third week of Advent, that we ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to help us through the intercession, the powerful intercession of Saint Philomena, to help us leave it all to him, to help us let go of ourselves, to help us lose ourselves in the cross. And in doing so, we will find ourselves entirely. And with that, God will provide the means for whatever might be on your heart, for whatever challenges you might face, for whatever decisions or resolutions you might have for this upcoming new year. Ask the saints and the Blessed Virgin to help you, because they would love nothing more than to guide you and to assist you and aid you in becoming one of God's saints. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the feast of the expectation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Stay with us.
O lukewarm souls, everything is offered to you. Mass, instruction, prayer, confession. But you refuse to use these means well. You use them only superficially. And our Lord says to you, if thou didst know the gift of God, but you don't want to know it, because you are worldly, because faith is not the supreme rule of your life, and because you are attached to self-will and self-love. If you don't change your life, if you never do any serious effort for your life of faith or for your spiritual life, the severest judgment awaits you.
You are listening to Monday Mornings with Matt and Kevin. Thank you for supporting the Catholic Family Podcast.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Catholic Family Podcast. We are 7 days away from the birth of our Lord, and According to tradition, yes, Christ the Savior was indeed born on December 25th at midnight. And as mentioned, today is the Feast of the Expectation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a lesser-known feast that originated in Spain after the Council of Toledo in 656 AD. And yes, Protestants, Catholics have traditions that are older than your religion. The reason that this feast was implemented was that many in the church felt that the Feast of the Annunciation, the time where the angel Gabriel announced to the Blessed Virgin that she was to conceive a son, occurred during the penitential time of Lent and didn't quite fit the solemn tone of the season. And so Advent is more of a joyful, expectant time. So the church turned its focus to the expectant Virgin Mary. And here I'd like to actually share with you a brief reflection written by Dom Prosper Granger over maybe 200 or so years ago now. And he writes about this day, and I'd like to read it to you all. So, quote, "Most just indeed it is, Holy Mother of God, that we should unite in that ardent desire you had to see him, who had been concealed for 9 months in your chaste womb, to know the features of this Son of the Heavenly Father, who is also yours, to come to that blissful hour of his birth, which will give glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. Yes, dear Mother, the time is fast approaching, though not fast enough, to satisfy your desires and ours. Make us redouble our attention to the great mystery. Complete our preparation by your powerful prayer for us. When the solemn hour is come, our Jesus may find no obstacle to his entering into our hearts." End quote. And as we approach this Christmas season here, I'd like to remind you all to make a good use of the sacrament of confession, properly disposing yourself to receive the sacrament, all while having recourse to the Blessed Virgin Mary. During this Advent time, I've been doing a lot of spiritual reading, and one of the books that I've been reading is The Glories of Mary, written by St. Alphonsus Liguori, and he speaks of this deep love and devotion we ought to have of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and how she helps those who turn to her. And I'd like to just share with you one more excerpt written by St. Alphonsus Liguori, who tells the story of a man who was aided by her glorious intercession. And so I'd like to leave you with this to close the show out today, to help again prepare you for the coming of our Savior. So St. Alphonsus Liguori writes, "A certain man who had committed a grievous sin was so ashamed that he refused to go to confession. Driven by remorse of his conscience, he went to drown himself in the river. On the point of doing so, he changed his mind and begged God with tears to forgive him the sin without having to go confess it. One night while he was sleeping, he felt someone shake his arm, and upon waking, he heard a voice that said to him, 'Go to confession.' He jumped out of bed and went to the church, but when he got there, shame kept him from making his confession. And so he didn't. Another night, he was in bed once again, and someone shook his arm, and he heard a voice tell him again, 'Go to confession.' He returned to the church again, but upon seeing the confessional box, he felt as though he would rather die than go in the booth in the confessional box and confess the sin. But before leaving the church, he was on his way out, he went to a little shrine where the Blessed Virgin Mary was, and he put himself in her hands. He had no sooner knelt down before her that he felt himself completely changed. The man got up and ran to the sacristy and asked for a priest, and through the grace he had received from Mary, he made a full confession of his sins, weeping bitterly. And he said afterwards, he experienced greater satisfaction than if he had been given all of the wealth in the world." Well, I hope these messages are both encouraging and inspiring to you all. We need fervent Catholics in this day and age. Saint Philomena, pray for us. Thank you for listening to Monday Mornings with Matt and Kevin here on the Catholic Family Podcast, and a very blessed third week of Advent to you all. God bless.